We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It is our pleasure to welcome in a guy I've known for a long time, have seen in a long time, whose voice instantly will be familiar to millions of Americans, Kurt Menefee from the NFL on Fox.
What's up, John and Hugh? Good to see both of you.
Good to see you.
Kurt. It has been a long time.
Yeah, man. Well, I haven't seen you in a long time.
Well, last time I saw you, you were cashing in checks from Jacksonville, but that's another story. So, spending that money,
wait,
you still got
up.
It left over?
Hold on, Kurt. That was kind of like a shot. That felt like a shot a little bit.
Hey, that's what I'm here for, right? I'm brought here for entertainment.
You know what's funny, Kurt? I wanted to always ask you, man, because you cover every game and you talk about sports till you're blue in the face. What was your favorite team growing up?
Atlanta Falcons. Well, here's the reality. As John mentioned, I grew up here in Atlanta, went to Turner High School, which doesn't even exist anymore. People that are younger that don't understand. Had I grown up in the same neighborhood, I'd go to Douglas High School now. So that's the area. So I say the Falcons, but my first love were the Braves. When I was a little kid, my grandparents, and this shows how old I am. I'm like with John. Back when I grew up, I was born in 1965. So, you know, in the early 70s, I kind of remember the end of Hank Aaron and Ralph Garr and Cito Caston and, you know, Biff Pokoroba and those guys. That became my team.
Right.
You know, Andy Messersmith when he kind of came here in 76.
Oh, Channel 17.
Yeah, was kind of the first inkling that I had of, okay, this free agency. And I mean, it taught me sports by being a Braves fan. But my grandparents, because every game wasn't on TV back then, I remember I'd go to their house. They would be listening to the games on the radio. So I would do that, and we were excited when the games were on television. My first sporting event, my grandmother took me to a Braves-Pirates game. And so I grew up probably the Braves being my first love, and then I became a football fan as I, you know, like you, Hugh. I mean, you're a big kid. And so everybody's, hey, you should play football. You should play football. So I started playing football when I was like 11 or 12 at the YMCA and played in the YMCA League and all that stuff. And then I became a Falcons fan more so than a Braves fan.
So you're always working. When games are on. But when you have your downtime, do you get sick of watching football because do it so much?
No. I'm one of those guys, and I'm not saying this because Fox now has Thursday night football. I watch the Thursday night game. I mean, it can be Jacksonville and Tennessee. Now, I'm not going to say that I sit there and watch every play from start to finish if it's a horrible game. But if the game's interesting, I'm going to start with it. And if it's interesting, I'm going to stay with it. I love football. Love it.
Kurt Menefee from the NFL on Fox as we get ready for the Rams and the Patriots. As you went through the year on set and you saw the storylines develop, you know, so kind of a fascinating year. We mentioned this before. I'd like your take on it, Kurt Menefee. The fact that here's the rise of the Bears, the rise of the Chiefs and Pat Mahomes. Here's the rise of the Rams, really, to another level. The Saints had their run. There are all these other storylines. And creeping along, almost in the background, is this team that's been to the Super Bowl 8 times under Brady, has been back-to-back Super Bowl. Nobody paid much any attention to. And all of a sudden, we wake up and go, oh, okay, they're here again.
You know, it's funny because I can remember right around Thanksgiving, we were talking about it on the air. You know, that's when people start talking playoffs as you get into December after Thanksgiving. And I remember saying, I was like, don't you get the feeling we keep trying to write the Patriots off, but they're like Jason, you know, in the movies. You can't kill them. They keep fighting back and keep fighting back. And here they are again. And I think that so much of the – and I'm not taking anything away from – it's a great season for the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes or the Chargers. You know,
that's
but so thing. Much of the new breed – I think a lot of it is people wanting the Patriots to disappear.
Right.
And so they want to celebrate, hey, let's get somebody else in there. Let's root for somebody else. Now, again, those teams are playing exciting football. They won 12 games. They deserve all the accolades. But my point is I do believe that people – there's a large segment of this country that wants the Patriots to go away and just disappear. And I don't get it. I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm not a Patriots fan at all, but I love excellence in anything. And I don't get why people hate people for being successful.
Let me tell you, this is what I think it is. Like me personally, because I was that guy that really hated Tom Brady because of what he did in the league, especially because he dispatched us in the Super Bowl in Jacksonville. I hated him for that and the fact that he's been in the playoffs for the last 10 seasons that he's been playing. But I've gotten to the point now where I'm admiring what he's able to accomplish, because knowing how hard it is to get to the playoffs, knowing how hard it is to get to the Super Bowl, and to see him go to his ninth one, I admire him for that.
Yeah.
Now, still there's a little bit of hatred there, but you have to admire the fact that the work ethic that he puts in, the fact that he's probably played more football than most guys have played.
You know, he's played more football in the postseason than most guys have played.
That's my point. And to see him do what he's doing right now, I admire that a little bit. But what I think it is, Kurt, is that people like rooting for the underdog.
Right.
People like to root for the underdog, and they like rooting for something new.
Mm-hmm.
This is old hat.
Right.
That, like, it's almost like Golden State. Remember when Golden State first came on the scene?
Yeah.
And they were shooting threes and everything, and everybody liked the fact that they were shooting threes and they were doing something different.
Mm-hmm.
Now people are getting tired of Golden State.
Right.
It's the same. It's the same exact thing.
Well, you know, and I get when they beat your team. Like, you know, when they played the Falcons in the Super Bowl and they came back, I get hating them for that.
Right.
And I get hating
them
the next season. You know, but I just don't, again, like, well, the same thing with Golden State. But for me, I don't care whether you're a musician, whether you're an actor, whether you're a painter. If you are consistently one of the best at what you do, I admire that. I mean, I look at it. It doesn't mean that I'm going to root for you, but I don't get the hate. That's what I don't understand.
Kurt Menefee, NFL on Fox. Hugh, of course, was on, you know, national TV with ESPN. You and I worked together on national TV.
Way back when.
Yeah, way back when. I want you to do the viewers of NFL on Fox, Kurt. Can you take the listeners right now who watch you in the show behind the curtain a little bit? What's it like on the show?
I always tell people that it is like everything you see on TV, all of us together. The only difference is we don't swear and we don't drink adult beverages. You know, I mean, we spend time together. We watch college football together on Saturday. Myself, Jimmy Johnson, and Terry Bradshaw for sure. And you know, the off season we have a boys' weekend. We do. We've done it in Montana at Howie's place, down in the Keys at Jimmy's place. We've done it in Vegas. But we'll get together because we're all friends. I mean, we genuinely are friends. Our wives text each other like high school girls. We know each other's, like, you know, Chris Long, Kyle Long. We've known them since they were kids, you know, when they were Howie's teenage sons. So I think our families and ourselves as individuals, we genuinely are people who like one another, who are friends, who enjoy spending time together. So when the camera comes on and the light comes on and we get to talking, we're doing the same thing we always do. We're not pretending that we're friends. We're not fake laughing. We're not, you know, acting like this is my buddy. We genuinely are, hey, that's my buddy. That's my man.
Kurt Menefee from Fox. Of course, you guys have a phenomenal show. And it's been a show that's been, you know, I've seen it over the time. When you first jumped into the chair, I went, wow, Kurt's there.
Yeah.
I mean, because for me, that was like a little small, itty-bitty, little bitty, bitty win. For you, it was gigantic.
Yeah.
And for me, it was like, because, you know, one of my friends said, hit it. You know, it was when Dan Patrick hit it. It was like, hey, there's Dan, you know.
Well, thank you.
You know, so I was really happy for you. And so to get a chance at that network shot here, it's not the only thing you do, though. I mean, you do some of the UFC stuff, right?
Well, I did, but now Fox lost the UFC contract.
Oh, well,
yeah, not, thanks for bringing it up. So,
we got jokes too.
Great.
The payback for the Jacksonville, right? So, yeah, Fox lost the UFC contract at the end of December. And so I've got some free time. So I'm heading off on March 1st. I will be in Nepal. I'm going to Nepal.
Leave Nepal.
Nepal?
Yeah. Well, I'm going March 1st. My wife and I. We do a big vacation every year.
Are you climbing any mountains out there?
Well, we're not doing Everest. Okay. But we're doing several long hikes. Let's say it that way.
Well, you should meet this. What was that guy's name? Mark Patterson?
Yes. He was first NFL player to climb all six. Was it eight summits?
Seven summits.
Yeah.
He's done six. He's doing Everest next year.
Have you seen my body type? Do I look like the kind of guy?
Hey, Kurt, you in the same boat. Because I asked him. I said, well, I probably got to lose about 100 pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to even be in position to even attempt.
Right.
To try to get up. No, I'm not about. No.
No. We've got a couple of, you know, like full day hikes. I mean, like 8-10 hours.
Right.
At high elevation. But I say high elevation. It's 7,000-8,000 feet, you know, which is more than a mile.
Yeah.
And hiking that long. But we're not climbing Mount Everest or Annapurna or anything like that. So but we're going to go there and kind of experience the world a little bit.
Kurt Menefee, NFL Fox. I want to pull that Falcon fan out of you just a little
bit. Yes, sir.
It's a little bit removed, but I want to pull that Falcon fan out of you. 7-9 this year. I mean, mm-hmm. We saw the Super Bowl with the heartache that we all went through in town, and it was, Kurt, it was bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Bad. All right,
well, that's a bad way to lose. It's one of those sometimes I think you almost would prefer to lose 45-10
yeah.
than to have your heart ripped out in a game you had to lead and lose in overtime.
Well, you know, we lost by 3 points to the Patriots. And I tell you what, it about feel the same, like to have your heart ripped out like that. But
yeah, but those are close games. I don't know. You know, I'm not in that position. Wouldn't you be able to accept it more if you just went out and got your butt kicked?
You mean just a straight up beat down for like 3 hours?
Yeah.
I would say it feels about the same, but I get your point. I know what you're saying because it's like it's a long, dragged-out process.
Well, because then you think, to me, again, not having been in that situation like you have, I would think I would spend not only then the rest of my life if we had done this or if this play had gone differently or if we had recovered that fumble, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah, you still do that, though.
But if it's 45 to 10, you're like, hey.
You never had a shot.
Yeah.
You never had a shot.
Yeah.
Erase this. 30 seconds. Who do you like? Come on.
I have gone back and forth. And I'm not kidding. I keep going back and forth. The only thing, this is what it's come down to in my opinion. If you're going back and forth, that means it's probably going to be a close game. And if it's a close game, have a hard time going against Brady and Belichick.
I agree. I was on the Rams bandwagon early in the week because I just liked the way that they came in. They came in with that bravado and everything. But when you look at his body of work, and if it comes down to the last waning minutes of the game, I mean, he's been clutch. He's been clutch so many times in doing that. So, yeah, I would probably have to lean that way as well.
I think the secret weapon, he probably won't win MVP because it's basically a quarterback award now. But James White. Watch him in this game. See if he has a big game, and I think he'll be the difference.
Yeah, unfortunately, we know he's a big game. I know.
Flashback.
Yeah, Kurt Menefee, always great.
Always great to see you, John.
Congratulations, Kurt.
You too, Hugh. Love you, brother.
It's not personal. It's not personal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.